Hello, everybody. This is the Mary and Joe Show with Miss Chronic Chronicles and my fabulous two favorite guests, Pinkies, and our special unknown name guest is here with us today. And we're just going to have a random chat. So say hello, my friendly friends.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
So today we are going to throw some things out to you. Both of us, all three of us, have been looking into some of those random situations going on in the world, especially the one going on in Chandler, Arizona, and now in what part of Idaho?
Boise.
Rexburg. Oh, no. No, Boise. Boise. And what is the case? Who are the people? I'm going to bring it up in the description, but do you want to go about sharing a little bit of that, one of you lovely friends?
Hold on.
I'm pulling
young
up.
Man's name is, I'm pulling too.
Good, good. There we go.
The young man, I can't remember his name. We're going to get it right
Blaze.
Now.
Blaze.
Blaze is the 16-year-old kid.
Okay, yes, yes.
Blaze is a 16-year-old kid that has been taken with this group of
Doomsday
preppers.
Yes.
Doomsday preppers. A young man, wife, they're very young. This couple's very young, like 22 years old, I believe.
And I think they just got married 2 years ago.
They've been married a short time. And she went on the run with her mother and father, right?
Mother?
And
met her her uncle. So it would have been, I think. Or was it the...
All right, right. Let's get it. Let's pull it. So I'm not just rambling.
Here, you grab it, Heather. Oops, I gave it away.
Girls, what's going on backstage? None of us have our homework.
I was going to say, why don't we stop and rewind? Because I was looking for the abandoned house thing. So.
Oh, you were? Okay, my bad. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't have a device.
Okay,
I can
go ahead.
Sorry, I can only move so fast.
No, we're
not on camera.
Well, I'll let
it's not that
know.
Easy to find.
Okay.
I've got the Blaze one. I guess you sent me the other one. I missed other messengers.
Yes, I was trying. It kept pulling up videos, but I found the articles now.
Yeah, so the listeners know what we're talking about. We found this house on the last episode we were chatting. That I personally found some land that showed some abandoned houses. We were conversing today about how Illinois, Chicago itself, also still has some really cheap properties. And we were just talking about how Flint, Michigan also has very cheap properties. Like they're kind of encouraging people still to live there. Yet we kind of went on a tangent this morning. So we were kind of bringing that up because we wanted to refresh it. Sorry, guys. I finally got it.
Well,
thank
honestly,
you.
There's very little. There's not a whole lot of information that's readily available, I guess. It's just now really starting.
See, I can't read it. I can't pull it up because it's on the phone. So I don't know if you can just read that title. Sorry, I want to click it, but I'm afraid to. Sorry.
This is from East Idaho News, so everybody knows famous Nate Eaton with his ties to Lori Vallow and the Daybell case. But he's reporting on East Idaho News that there's a doomsday family from Arizona last seen in Idaho with teen they believe is chosen of God. His father is desperate for answers, and this was reported October 26, 2023 at 5:49 p.m., and it has been updated as of 9:57 a.m. this morning.
What's the update?
October 27th. Let's see. It's probably going to be down here at the bottom. It's kind of a long one. Let's see. Okay, so it doesn't exactly differentiate where the update is.
Okay.
So maybe they just updated it and reposted the article. But if you want,
then I will probably bring it up. When we review,
I was gonna say I can kind of read like the first little paragraph if you'd like me to.
Sure.
And it says Idaho Falls. That's where this is being reported out of. An Arizona family is desperate for their loved ones to return home after they abruptly bought thousands of dollars of survival gear, boarded a plane for Idaho, and cut off all communication because they believe the second coming of Jesus Christ is imminent. And it says, at the center of the situation, a 16-year-old Blaze Thibodeau, who has been reported missing to law enforcement and may be in danger, according to his father, Ben Thibodeau. They see him as a Davidic servant, a chosen individual who plays a significant role in the Savior's return. They feel they need to take him to an undisclosed location where he would receive his calling and understand his role in the second coming, Ben tells EastIdahoNews.com. I fear for his safety, especially if my son is contentious, rebellious, or belligerent. I fear that my brother-in-law would restrain him or do something that would incapacitate him. Blaze is with his mother, Spring Thibodeau, his 23-year-old sister, Abby Snar, and his uncle, Brooke Hale, who is Spring's brother. Nobody in the family knows where they are, and none of them have been heard from since Monday, although the boy is legally required to be returned to his father. Ben says his wife, Spring, became interested in end-of-days religious topics in 2015. The couple regularly attended the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and she gradually became obsessed with authors who wrote about the second coming, according to Ben. Spring began participating in energy healing sessions, and Ben became concerned. Yes, definitely. And you almost have to lean to believe that if she was involved with Julie Rowe, that there's definitely some Daybell influence there. It has to be.
Yes.
2015, that's before this was even, that's before Lori and Chad.
Right. I'm convinced now and have put on that video that I referenced. So if you guys are watching the links below, you'll probably see my comment, but this morning I'm convinced that Lori and Chad and even Julie are now believing their prophecies are real about end times because of the war and everything else. And I mean, I can I call it as it is? I mean, I don't know how you ladies feel, and we're all in our own, like, we're on our own journeys in this life, but the media is calling it World War III. So at this point, I can see a lot of extremists coming out of the woodworks. I've personally said privately for a while that I thought anybody, and I want your opinion about this, Pinkies, please. Like, anybody in the Utah belt of Mormonism, like, you know what I mean? If, and that's the only way to put it, the Salt Lake City belt. Anybody that's in that long stream of the Mormonism, what is exactly the end times prophecy? What do you personally know from when you were an active Mormon?
Well, you know, end times is just what it says. And the thing is they don't, they think that they'll survive it, you know? Yeah. And that's why they have all the preparedness and all of that. They feel that they have a place where they can. So clearly there's a place.
Okay.
They're already set up.
Yes.
If this group has now left, you know, we know there is at least one place, because they talk about tent cities. Preparedness is all around tent cities. You buy tents, you start buying enough food to last your family, and any overflow is going to go to another family or other families. It all goes into a pot, you see. So when they get there, and, you know, Lori talked about this about to other people. We heard it from other people, right?
Yeah.
That she said they needed to get it together, and that, you know, what you're preparing is not for your family. It's all going to go in a pot, and it's going to be divided equally, just like they do everything in the Mormon Church.
They believe so, that the end of the world was in July of 2021. So that's, isn't it 2021 or was it 2020? I cannot remember.
They prophesized that it was going to be then, I believe.
2020 or 2021.
She was in jail when it came about.
So let's say that they believe that the end times is now, and that they were right and their prophecies were real, and that war is happening. Let's say that they believe it, right? Okay. So there's my crow. Can you hear it? Wow. My raven.
No, I wish I could.
He's so loud. Anyway, I have a raven, listeners. If you ever hear him, he's saying hello. No, I wonder if it maybe would be why even Chad is fighting the case, like to believe that he was rightful for his.
I really think that Chad is fighting the case because he thinks that he's gonna that it's gonna happen while he's in there. I think him and her both in there thinking it's coming because if you hear what you know what her closing statement was of her sentences, she's not you're right. You know, she's not concerned. She still thinks they're on board. Now, I don't know what we're gonna see come out of Chad because we don't know if he's quite as off the rails as she is. I'm gonna leave it at that. But
I think he was the narcissistic person. I think that's what I think.
So the main
I think he knows none of that's going to happen and that he made it all up. I think he's the only one that knows that, you know. Okay.
So the mainstream concept of LDS would be, or is the extremist concept of LDS, that somebody's going to come and give the actual records, right? Isn't that the real book will come out, right? Isn't that, am I wrong?
I think they're supposed to find that. I'm not clear. I'm not 100% sure.
So that's how he could rationalize that he's the
Messiah. Because I think it's supposed to be found somewhere. Because what they're looking for is the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. Okay. And if that's what they're looking for, that's not been discovered. Some people think they have it already, but you know the church would have recognized the Ark of the Covenant. Come on now. But they might hide it. You know, there's some old conspiracy stuff you can look up on that. Right. A man that said that he had it and this and that and the other. So anyway, they're gonna have to find that because that's got the further direction, you see.
So and that
as far as I know, I may be talking completely out my ass.
No, I
don't know.
That's what I remember.
I'm saying is I think
are the Mormons looking for the golden tablets that Joseph Smith discovered whenever he was in Missouri, and he claims that they were destroyed or something, and that's why he wasn't able to bring them back?
I don't know. There's another thing. There's a lot of conspiracy on that subject of what they have said they have found and what has been like manufactured and was fraud. Or there's a lot. So look it up because I really can't. I'm not clear.
Pinkies, you make a good point though, because if we think about it, then either we've got the extremist view of that the way that he wrote his books may have been his prophecy in his mind. Seriously. Think about that.
I bought all the books. Yeah, after the fact, because I wanted to see what the heck. I only can make it through maybe like, I only have read maybe like one, but I have about eight, I think.
You should watch Keto and Crime. Because Keto and Crime.
I do watch her. That's another reason why I didn't have to read the books, because she did it for me. Thank you very much, Keto and Crime.
She didn't hurt us either. She didn't make us hear line by line. I mean, she was a little bit, but not bad. Shout out to Keto.
I enjoy her.
Yeah, I followed her from the get. But this is what I'm saying. I'm even going to throw it out here. Correct me if I'm wrong that the Rudy situation was her company called Connections Academy.
No, it was something different. It was not what I thought that it was.
Okay, because I was going to say, I just watched a video and shared it with both of you ladies about Eugenia Cooney, and she went to homeschool at that school, which I was like, that's wild.
It wasn't quite what I was thinking, but it was something sort of like that.
Okay.
I can look it up.
Well, then we go back to the point. Do you think that the parenting that you have seen in the media, with the problems we've seen with the people hurting their children or doing illegitimate things like this, is a common practice? And it can't be. This cannot be. This has to be the fringe version.
Yeah, I hate to even go down this road.
Oh, we don't have to if you don't want to. No way. But it just blows my mind that it could be. Like, why aren't
I think
this guy being taken to Canada? Basically, that's what we think is going on with the little boy, the 16-year-old. They think is Jesus.
Well, I think that's I think that's where the, I think we're finding out where that camp is at, that we've all been, you know, wondering where they're going. That's where they're going, you know? Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but that's what I was hoping they had done with those two kids, you know, Kylie and JJ. I was praying that they had taken to those kids to one of these safe camps that they have set up, because you can hide those things, you know, things can behave. It's not impossible. And, you know, I really did hope that that's what had happened to them. But I think the extreme part of it is what's, we're all just blown away by it, you know. One of my favorite aunts and uncles are Mormon, and they are wealthy people. They live in the south part of the state. Their kids were raised Mormon, and they're hardcore Mormon. Then I have in my family what's called Jack Mormons,
right?
Mormons that do a little bit, you know, and but they don't follow a whole lot, and they some of them drink, some of them smoke, you know, there are a lot of smoker Jack Mormons,
right?
Me being one of them, actually, I was a smoker Jack Mormon, and you know, that you stuff you still do at home, even though, you know,
right?
And, but you follow your, you go to your Sunday school, you do your home meetings, you do what you're supposed to do. Then there's that extremer bunch. And that extremer bunch, that's what we're seeing, you know?
Right.
It's just so far off the, having my own Mormons in my own family and a whole family of Mormons that are hardcore Mormons, raising their children and grandchildren Mormon and living Mormon life to the fullest. And some of the stuff that they believe in, yes, it's hard to believe, but every religion is hard to believe.
Right.
You know,
no,
it's
but
like,
they're more of a gentler culture than, I'll say, the criminals are making them. Would that be fair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think they get a hard rap.
Yeah.
I think the mainstream Mormons, and my second son, my best friend that was with me was a Mormon girl. She lived right next door. And she was with me when I had my son, and she had six kids at home. And that was the kindest, sweetest couple. I wish I had stayed in contact with them over the years. My ex-husband we talked about, he remained friends with them for many years. They were very good people, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, a weird thing had happened. How they had ended up together was in a partner switch. And they had both gotten excommunicated on this partner switch, you know, they ended up with opposite in a couple, right?
Wow.
And they ended up getting married, went back to the church, begged for forgiveness, got reinstated, and stayed in it for years after that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, I mean, it's a very forgiving place. If that's where you want to be,
if you want to come,
they will figure out, you know, they will figure out a way to help you get over your damn bullshit that you did, and get you back. You know, I have a little Mormon missionary right now courting the hell out of me every week, wanting me to come back to church. I can't. I'm the girl, like we've talked. Once it's behind me, it's behind me. Yeah. I have the experience. I loved my time there, but I can't go back now. I'm not the same woman I was.
Oh,
I
understand
20.
That. As an ex-Christian,
I'm not. I can't go back.
I'm the same way. No,
so,
I get it.
You know,
no, I just think it's really sad.
I just think we're just seeing a very extreme arm of it that we can't even comprehend. And I mean, even what's her name? The lady right now that we're just Ruby sisters, you know, those are good people. Those are good, solid Mormon families. I don't think there's anything extreme going on in those families, her sisters. But how could she be such a mess and her sisters not have some of it too? Like,
that's
right. That came from their parents. Now their parents.
Not everyone is an arch sister.
Good point.
Right.
Just
and
with the Vallow.
Yes.
Sorry, not the Vallows, the Ryans. Same situation. Or the Cox. The Cox.
Yes. And all of the sisters have said she was impossible when she was a teenager. She was hard to live with when she was 5 years old.
That's,
you
right.
know, so they and the same with Lori.
That's
same
true.
Same with Lori. The brothers that didn't get involved, well, now and her sister.
And she was over-sexualized at a young age, too. So was Lori.
Yes. And that they were impossible. She was impossible to live with. Everything revolved around Lori. She was the star of the show. Well,
good
that's
point.
How Ruby was.
And so was Chad.
Supposedly Lori and Alex had a inappropriate relationship.
I believe they did.
Not necessarily taking it to that level, but they were openly joking and making innuendos and motions around people to where it was reported.
I heard that she was riding his back, which was like very interesting. I think that's what I remember. One of the interviews, the cousin had said she saw that they would like always be touching each other in some way.
Alex's ex-wife came on an interview and said his first ex-wife, I guess, and that he picked Lori up like a baby, right? Yep. Like, I guess that like wrapped her legs around his waist and did a motion.
Yes,
that only not brother and sister should do. Let's just
well said. So well said.
So I don't know. I think we're just at the tip of this iceberg, and if they find this kid, this is going to be some eye-opening stuff, because we're going to find out who's there, how many people are there, and then we're going to see the real vast reach of that movement.
I want to know, if Julie Rowe is going to be interviewed on the witness list for Chad. I'm sorry. I find a lot of problems with that. How is she just walking away?
I hope she is.
I'm curious if this kid is 16 years old and the mom has been involved since 2015. How long has she believed that her son was chosen by God to be a...
You know they have to know each other. These people have to know each other. Lori, Val, listen to me, universe, whoever's listening to this. There's no way that they went to conferences in 2018 and those people didn't know those other people. Everybody knew who everybody was for the threat of who were these people coming in and destroying their movement. That's the truth.
That's true.
What's the guy, Mike?
I did get in the eval right after because I wanted to see.
Did you?
You know. Yeah, I mean, I sent for the thing and got in just briefly, but they shut that down. Eval got shut down. Anything that was online got shut down within like.
They were hiding it all.
From the days of the arrest, it shut down immediately, and it may be a little bit sooner than that. Before they got arrested,
it was
they were already.
But you know
and
what?
They were running for cover.
Do you think that it might have been even something like they had to like cover their bases because of laundering? Because that's a lot of money they were charging people, and if this was an ideal that they were, that's very dangerous to charge. You kind of advocate your cultism by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Most cults have a price tag.
Well, Julie Rowe made a ton of money letting people smell rocks and stuff.
What was that?
So.
$30,000, I think.
$30,000.
Smell rocks.
Smell rocks, to dance with scarves, and to smell rocks, and that everything
and
has
to watch
its
Michael
has
Jackson
energy.
Thriller. Did you hear about
even
that?
Even the scarves were alive. You know, while she's up there prancing around stars. There's some hidden video.
I'm going to actually bring that video up. If you guys are watching this, you're probably going to be seeing. I don't know how I'm going to release this chat we're doing today, but I'm going to try. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm going to bring it up. So,
you know what I'm talking about. It was
yes,
a hidden video.
And it was somebody who recorded. I think it was $30,000 she made from that event. She charged like.
I think I might have seen a clip of that. Did she have like rainbow flags and
she had so many different outfits?
Like a belly shirt
did,
or something.
She did Like a Virgin song. She did. I'm not even playing.
Lord.
She did the song on stage, gyrating on the stage. And then she did Thrillers. And then.
And all those scarves, all those flags were alive, honey. We're. This bedspread right here that I sat on that I just burned a hole in, I burned it. It's hurt.
Yeah.
It's alive.
Well, that seems more of like a Buddhist belief system than Christian.
Well, that's the thing. That's why Julie Rowe can bow out very quickly because she was not a mainstream Mormon. Mm-hmm. She, I mean, she may have been a Mormon, but she was also, she was mixing in all kind of other, yeah, she was mixing in all kind of New Age stuff too. And there's lots of places in
appropriating.
Yeah, exactly right. And she was matching it to things, because you can do that. You can go through the Bible and say, oh, it says right there, blood is red. Okay, well, look here, right here, blood is red.
You know what,
and now it
is?
Says right here, blood turns blue. Oh, look, it is blue inside of you. People think it's blue inside of you. No,
heritage,
it's not. It's freaking red.
The heritage side of the Mormon church has a lot to do with, I think, if you're going to Google ghosts and seeing ancestors, how are you not going to fall into that New Age movement? Like, if you're going to use it for your teaching.
And that the reason that she and Lori, and now I think Ruby's along that lines too, probably that Jody Hillebrand, is because women in the Mormon church, excuse me.
No, you're good.
Are the underling to their husband. The husband is the priest of the home.
That's true.
There's two types of priests, Melchizedek and I can't remember the name of the other one. Well, there's priesthood gifts, and the priesthood gifts, one of them is laying on of hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as long as there's a priesthood member there, it can be done in a group, but it should only be done by men.
Yeah.
When women, remember I talked to you about this before, when women
used to be that
realize that they have some ability of healing, it's not only a male gift. That's, and I'm not saying these are not gifts, because I've seen it work.
That's right.
And many times I've seen the laying on of hands work.
Yes.
But it wasn't only the priesthood. And they have, there's delineated women not supposed to very often to there. What happened with Lori is she found out that she did have a little healing in her.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, and she took on the priesthood. You remember her saying that she was giving priesthood blessings and stuff. That's not allowed.
And freedom to the temple, which isn't possible.
Right, and that is not allowed. And that's where Julie Will comes in with her little weird stuff, and then that whole group, Zuwema, and all of them.
They were all using
New Age stuff.
Even her ex-husband, the guy she killed, which we know she did, or had her husband,
yeah.
I mean, her brother, what's his name? Is it Joseph Ryan? Yes, Joseph
Ryan.
Yes.
Even
that situation, she claimed that she was either going to do something, literally the M word. Yeah, she said she was either going to do that or, you know, unalive someone, or...
Yes.
She was going to be at the church all the time, and that what is his name? What would it be? Who would give her the authority?
The bishop
gave her the authority, is what she claimed, and everything was great.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden the computer started writing for itself. That's the way she describes it.
Yes. The angels started printing it on there because she's not technology driven. And so they were doing the work.
Recognition she pressed. I'm just saying.
It could have been. And she went, wow, look how good that
works. Listening to my voice. Look at this.
Yes. Well,
holy
poor thing, you know. I truly believe that she's sitting there in that jail cell still waiting for the day
to
come. She's going to be released and talking to herself. I'm sure she is.
You know what's really sad about that? That
we get our hands on those doggone.
That's like
fighting
a psychosis that was desperate for what to get off of. Because you're going to be stuck in that house of your little unit. You know, you're stuck in your forever little hole now. What is it, a 10 by, I don't even know, a 6 by 6 or something? It's the size of a body.
I don't even know what
they
have
in a jail cell.
I don't even know what they have.
Yeah, right. And like, I'm ultimately.
She might be in a dorm situation or a, you know, but I don't think so. I think
they
probably have
what
pretty.
Feeds the religious indoctrination in jails. I just thought of that. Like, that you're really literally go crazy. So, of course, you would believe it. That's sad.
Well, I think when you're in jail, you're desperate for, you know, I've had two husbands do jail times. Every time one of them came out, they were a new man, got saved, rededicated their life, and in about 5 minutes, you know,
Oh boy.
It went.
The truth be told.
It went the whole other direction. I'm like, yep. Who are you and what have you done with my husband? You know,
that's
like,
right.
And it's crazy. Wow. I think you're just desperate for something to hang on to, something to believe in. It's like, there's got to be a miracle somehow, some way, especially if you're on a lifer thing. Like, wow, right. You know, I can't imagine. It's, I mean, I feel like I'm in a lifetime sentence in my bedroom, but it's not right. Nothing like that.
Absolutely. And also, ultimately, this is like why I go back to how Chad actually thinks he has a defense. There's no defense to this. I mean, you're just pulling for straws and buying time while you can still get the better food when you have a court case day. I don't know. Pizza? Whatever they're feeding you.
I can't wait to hear this one because we're going to get to see
gonna get
all
a
of
whole
it.
Broadcast.
Oh, I can't wait.
Did you hear about the term that's being used online to broadcast Susan Morphew, that he went target practicing with her?
I have seen that.
It's pretty sad. I haven't seen the actual videos yet, but that's what they're punning her as. Do you know about the
Susan Morphew? Took her out?
Yeah, that he hunted her.
I know a lot about it. But remember when the phone was pinging and it was running all over the house?
Yes, it was. Back and forth, inside and outside. Oh my God, you're right. Guess what? I can't
find. He wasn't lying when he said she went out for a run.
Yeah, she ran.
So he would be able to pass a lie detector test if he was asked that question, because that legitimately would not be a lie.
Do you think that it was the tranquilizer?
I do. I think he did tranquilizer because they found that thing in the laundry, the lid to the tranquilizer.
Which is so dumb. Why are we doing a Jodi Arias thing? That's what she did. She threw the camera in the fucking machine.
Yeah.
Like, how dumb are these criminals? I don't get it.
I don't think he did that on purpose. I think that probably was in his pocket. He didn't even realize it. I think he thought he covered every base till they found that thing. That's what I think.
He's on a manipulative level to the point that he had stopped at so many places to drop off trash. There is no proof there were body parts. But yet I heard that the found body parts were in pieces scattered. So what? Did he hold on to our bones? I'm creeped out.
It's probably been out in that part of the United States. You're probably looking more so wild animals.
You think? Her body was left in the open?
Oh, yeah. No, they will. They'll scavenge and drag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably but he could have... like that.
But he could have butchered her and kept the bones and threw them out.
Froze it.
And all that stuff that he threw away, it was butchered stuff. I hate to say that, but
yeah,
he could.
Yeah, it's possible.
He's a big game hunter. He's a big game hunter, yeah. So he knows how to butcher a large being.
Dressing wouldn't be a
thing. She was not big, so you're right.
Mm-mm.
I honestly think that she admitted to him that she was cheating on him. I think that that was the last fight, because they had already conversed that evening, her and the boyfriend, about we should just travel away. We should get away.
I felt so bad for that boyfriend.
I don't know. I think the daughters, they have been manipulated and they are from money. Yeah. So they can't fathom the idea that they come from a family. They're just not capable of
parental alienation within a household.
Yeah.
Absolutely doesn't
happen. Well, that's normal. I had a husband do that to me with my children, and I know that happens, and it's not hard to do.
No,
it's not hard to do.
He brought those girls into the room several times. They were having fights and saying, what do you think about your mom doing this? What do you think about this? Mm-hmm. And they would include in their arguments, like, what in the actual fuck? As they are adults, they can stand here and listen to how much of a horrible mom you are. That's what was said.
Right. And there she was sick with cancer and her kids turning on her and her husband, you know, like, you can't be any weaker than that and then have your family turn on you. Jeez. But I do. But when they said that about the girls and everybody was like, those are her daughters, they love her and blah, blah, blah. Well, they can say they love her, but it is not hard for a big daddy with a big wallet to turn their kids against their mother. And it happens in narcissistic families. him. It's yes, normal. Hey, you leave him alone. Where? So that didn't surprise me at all.
Well, what poor I also want to state is that it's a really sad situation that Tyson, who is in Arizona, Mesa, I believe, Arizona, Tyson Drayson, I'm saying his name wrong, but he's the one who interviewed Barry. And he's also the one who basically worked with some other people on YouTube to coordinate with the brother of Susan Morphew to have a search. And I'm going to say this. There's been so much that's come out recently that the brother and her were not close. Let's say that they were trying to be close because his sister was dying of cancer. Now, why does that have to be added to finding her? I didn't see those girls ever go out one time. And maybe I'm being a little judgmental here in the state of Colorado with them too, you know, but I find it a little strange. They went and were all supportive about having her legally deceased.
Yeah.
Court document.
Yeah. And that's how they got that property switched around so fast. Right.
And I'm sure they got their inheritance too.
Yeah. They got their property switched in about a week, it seemed like.
So anything, you know, and all.
And I thought that somebody had to be missing like 7 years before their.
He also voted for her and got in trouble for that. Like, that was my icing to the cake. It's like, how do you use Trump and your missing wife as the excitement of Mother's Day? You also do this all. Like, I never want
to. It's all these big triggers. Like, he wanted to make sure to be infamous, didn't he? That's how it seems.
Well put. And you know, show to show for his friends that were ultimately never public about him, might I add.
Right. Right.
Not a single news.
And the ones. Those people that worked with him that were public about him didn't have nothing real good to say at all.
No, they didn't. They literally were met with a fucking rifle in their face and said, get off of my property. Well, we're here to, you know, look for your wife. I said, get off my property. You see that camera and that camera and that camera? Yeah, I just put them up last night. I'm watching you folks.
Yeah.
You're on my property.
That
happened. I don't know if you knew that, secret friend.
I did know that. But he's going to, I mean, I'm looking forward to that one too, because I think he'll be charged now. I definitely think he's going to get charged now. Unless, because they're saying there was other remains down there,
that might be a spot.
That's why it's strange. I didn't think about that. You make a good point. Could it be some, I don't know, the DNA of the sexual abuser that was found in the car? Could she have given someone a ride? I don't think somebody with let's say that she left town, got in her car, and someone had a gun to her back and said, get in the car, you're taking me for a ride. That seems a little strange that he's all around the fucking house. Could he have hired this guy as a worker?
Her phone was key at her house, though, wasn't it?
That
wasn't her phone and her earbuds or something like that.
Yeah, found at her house the same day. But I'm saying there is DNA from this person. So could he have hired this person and picked him up in a vehicle that was his wife's? I mean, like all of that. He could have stolen headphones
or something. Like wherever the DNA was found, he could have stolen something from one of his workers. Even.
That's right.
Depending on where the DNA was found, I guess.
On the glove compartment.
In the glove compartment, okay.
Sitting in the passenger seat. Which is why I'm like, it's a little strange.
Did they touch DNA or whatever?
Yeah, it was.
Or was it? Okay.
And it was related to two other rapes in Colorado, from what I understand. Rape. So, could she have been somewhere in her vehicle she was walking to, and he says, okay, drive, gun to head, you know? But I find it weird again. Like, why is this woman's car in the driveway then? If everything went well, hey, I got an extra job for you, Barry says. You know, I don't know. I'm being
Well, I'm wondering, like, with all the stuff that he was caught, like, wasn't it a hotel room or something yes. that smelled of bleach or the house?
And a girlfriend. And a girlfriend for over 3 years.
If it's that there's been this DNA found in multiple places, is this someone who was hired by
that's what Barry I'm saying.
To go around and kidnapping people and having them bring him women back?
I don't know. I just know that
like,
one.
That would be like the ultimate way to make sure that you didn't get caught if you had money and you had power to pay people that want to make money to go kidnap people.
The area that he lived in does not have cameras everywhere. I can tell you that. First off, they are upscale, you know, like, and the houses are strategic, and you have to be a part of that easement to even drive up the driveway. So, yeah, it's how his property's set up. Especially, you have to drive through two different properties to even get to his.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of
and the main road
yourself up to be tucked away.
Oh yeah, and the and he pushed her to buy that property. I quote. She didn't want to move.
Yeah, she didn't even want to move. She didn't want to move.
She had doctors and everything. Her cancer had already been active in the other state of Illinois. Her family was there and her father didn't want her to leave either, and he was ill. So yes. Everything down to the okay. So there's an interview I watched a long time ago. Of I just retain this shit, guys. But there was an interview I watched. The garbage truck is coming by. Sorry if it's loud. So yeah, the ski resort attendant hotel, small Airbnb, I'll say, had a lobby though. Okay, so you could let's just say that they maybe had like 10 units. Okay. Now, this is not the hotel that he stayed at. This is just one on the road. And Tyson Draper, that's his name. Tyson Draper.
Right.
Shout out to Tyson. I'll put him below. But he had interviewed some people and just was very casual about, have you ever seen Barry? Oh, yeah, we see him. Well, you know, he's in town, but he's never stayed here. And they were like, oh, his wife is missing. The house, the buildings that were like on his road had no knowledge his wife was missing, but knew of her. So take that in. That's early days. Like it's such.
Why weren't the police canvassing the area?
That's what I'm saying. They went straight to Denver and stuck in that situation because he claimed he was there, but they never talked about where he was before, and they never tried to go into the other than that they had went out to eat and have a picture by a small waterfall. Which was man-made, I think, by him. Which is just a narcissistic move.
Wow.
I'm almost positive. But yeah, they went out to dinner. And that it seemed like a pleasant evening. And then he even claims on the interrogation, I believe. Or at least in writing that I saw it. That they had been intimate that evening. And so it claimed that's how they were still together. That's so far from it. So it was fucking Chris
like
Watts.
That sounds like some shit to make yourself look like you didn't do something that you did.
Right.
How about Chris Watts claims that him and Shanann slept together night while he strangled her?
Actually, I watched something a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago. I will find it. I'm not sure where it was, but there was somebody who went over the interview, and he catches himself saying he raped her.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't use that word on the internet, but it's facts. Yes. He catches himself and says, I guess I forced myself on her. Yeah, I guess you could say that. And he says, so are you saying that you raped your wife? And then she's like, she just let me have sex with her. That's what he says. So if she had smothered out, let's say that's what happened. Maybe he didn't put his, I don't know. I have to agree
that sounds a little bit more accurate, almost like a Freudian slip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To a degree.
It was his words, guys. I didn't see it written anywhere. Right. I watched his interview, and the woman's going like, "Wait, are you sure you're?" And then the guy's like, "Wait."
It was Sherilyn Cadle. Sherilyn Cadle.
He said from behind. Yes. Oh, that's where it was. I had seen a Dr. Oz That's where it was. I'll link it.
The one that wrote the book.
Yep. But they go
he was writing back and forth to. He was divulging this stuff to her separately, which is a trip.
But he also talks about people in prison that are already, like, he's loving the attention at that time. I mean, it's
right.
I don't know. I mean, Chris Watts is a conundrum in itself. I feel like that man felt more safe behind walls than he did out. That's my opinion. You know?
Well, he maybe sure went to the slaughter like a leading a little baby lamb that had no idea what the hell. Like, he went straight for it.
Well said.
Like, damn, dude. You didn't even try to defend yourself or nothing, you know? Or defend it or lie about it or anything. Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's no way that I can make sense of why Nicole got witness protection. Who else was going to hurt her outside the walls? Tell me that one. Tell me that one, guys listening. There's nothing that solves that one.
Hey, Daddy is somebody that supposedly well known. Isn't he law enforcement detective himself?
I don't know.
Well, I don't. When I watched the interview, it seemed like he knew them, and he was like there to defend her, you know, which is odd. But how many 30-year-old women need their daddy at an interview, you know? So it felt like he needed, like,
and he heard all. And he would say
don't ask her that. You're leaving, and this and that and the other. So it seemed like he was.
He's some sort of detective of sorts, interviewer.
I don't know.
But, which also makes it even stranger, the whole circumstance. How does she find herself in this? Like, come on.
Well, do you think that, have you watched any of the stuff about her writing him now? They think that she's writing him.
I have, but I haven't found any connection. The only thing I'm convinced is that there's definitely something going on because her voice calls to him through the phone happened at the same time he called back the detective. So she was absolutely on a three-way with the detective was not aware of that, which has to break some fucking Colorado laws when it comes to a detective. Like, that seems weird on an active open
case. Well, I'm sure. I wouldn't think of doing it if they called me.
It's intercepting. That's not a recording in Colorado. That'd be an interception. You're bringing another person in on and listening live on a call, and they become a witness to your conversation that other party, who's a police officer dealing with an active investigation, that's just strange. He knew what he was doing, and he did it more than once, and the call continued after they dropped the detective, the timestamps. So.
Her phone pinged right around the house area at the time that he was doing his thing. And I think she stayed after and cleaned up because it pinged there after he was out at that survey tanks.
I'm going to show the listeners when we review this podcast today
in that area
of the purse and the bun and all the other stuff that you ladies have seen. Really is strange that she's in the driveway holding the baby or something. She's definitely, her purse is in her hair. Her head is the same position with her ponytail, everything. That means that's her comfortable.
Same purse.
The ponytail. Mm-hmm.
Same purse too. You can see it. And she sits perfectly in the interview to be able to help you line it up too. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd to me then again, that we would even like double take that because like, why wouldn't we take that as truth? Because this woman isn't fashionable. She doesn't have a different purse every day. And she keeps her hair in a ponytail and works with men. I don't think.
Right.
She's probably
she
got
walks like a dude.
Like the.
She walks like a dude.
Yeah, she does. Yep. Well.
You know what grossed me out so much was when they did their little thing and he says, she's so damn sexy and she's going down the hill and then she videos on her at the bottom of the hill back to him, you know, and says,
right.
Oh, Christopher, I'm just having such a wonderful time. That disgusting kiss at the end, I was like, oh my God.
See, I just,
I know what you're talking about and it made me kind of, ugh.
Mimi hammered babas all over my face. It was disgusting.
I just watched the other day, and I'll link it below. And if you ladies haven't seen it yet, I'll hope you see it when we do the the replay of this. But there was a J for Justice. She went through and looked at the different people that claimed that they had slept with Chris. And those people, there's a female and there's a male. I'm going to say that he was questioning his identity in all ways. And we personally know from interviews that they were going to have a threesome. Okay.
Yeah. And I did see the mail.
He was looking into information on how to prep for anal. How much you want to bet it was for him? How much
you do remember that their friend Jim, the guy, supposedly the guy that came out and said that he had an affair with Chris. Chris claims in the interview after his sentencing that he never even met that guy.
Yep.
And there was technically no proof. But the Jim situation and what you just said, I completely agree with you.
Thank you.
Completely.
Thank you. Because I don't see this woman having problems taking a something. But I do, because she's aggressive too. So I could see her being like, make a man feel lesser, because some men get freaked out and think they're homosexuals by doing that. Let's just be honest. Okay. So number two, if he, and this is what the guy says in the interview, I will share it. So if you guys are watching the live right now, then you'll understand that this part of the video I'm going to share shows that he says, no, I took it. He had sex with me. No, I never. Oh,
either that or Nicole pegged Chris.
No, I think he tried it and didn't like it, and then he wanted to do it. He had fantasies, and she probably wanted to wash him of that. So it was like, all right, then you go, F a guy. You know, I don't know how else to say it. So, and that's again a woman using sex to fucking groom a man to have control. And that's what we know that she was supposedly into. Sexual magic.
Did you see the pictures when she was doing? Yeah, she definitely was into sexual magic. I believe it 100%. Did you see when on those pictures when she was taking the bikini pictures in the bathroom, right?
Yes. The Coke on the counter?
Well, on one, and I've only seen it one time. I'll have to look for it.
I have lots of screenshots somewhere. I know what you're talking about.
There is a picture. There is either a rolled up dollar or a straw.
Yep.
And white residue. And I believe that she, and I would love to get a hold of his blood test after when he got incarcerated.
See, their oil industry, I can promise you they were using it. I've been actually... I've had people here in my hometown.
125,000%.
Yes, let me tell you why.
Right.
Let me just say this.
I'm not sure it was cocaine. I think they might have been snorting fucking pills.
He gave Shanann oxys to try to have a miscarriage. The people that I've known worked in that industry, oxys were a definite problem.
I think she turned him on to the oxys, and it went downhill from there.
Yeah,
I really do.
That's
what I believe.
That's a very good point, because the money went away. They were both bad with money. He said that.
Well, and they've taken pictures of receipts and stuff that they found at the house. And, like, they nitpicked Shanann on the things that she bought. And, really, I guess the things that I saw, she was buying the better options, I guess, of items that they needed in their home.
They were influencers. She just liked nicer things. Let's be honest.
She was. And you know how much of that got written off on their taxes?
She was smart enough on that.
That's what I'd like to know. They don't talk about that.
She also was a part of a business management big Bayou. Absolutely.
That LaBelle stuff.
Yes. So I'll tell you right now. No, the woman was smart enough. She was savvy. She
absolutely.
That's how they were able
they
filed bankruptcy after they bought the house, folks.
That could have been a business move.
It was. She did that. He said that in the interview, that he was overwhelmed. And when they found the house, they loved it, but she was the one pushing for it and he didn't know how they were going to do it. And next they know, they had credit card debt and she files bankruptcy, but they weren't going to get out of the house. She was pushing, pushing, pushing to make that
bankruptcy
next...
court. They'll help you stay in your house because for them is collateral.
Plus she had a new baby. It was all appearances.
Right.
I mean, that car though, I don't think she could legally get rid of the car. I don't think she could sell it off. Could she? The Lexus?
They may have been under the Lexus. I don't know.
I think it was the company.
But if she won that as a prize, she could have sold that, and she could also write that off too.
That's a true point. I didn't even think about that.
There are people driving Lexuses for their business car. That's not out of the ordinary.
No. And that could have even
not
been
in my hood, not over here. But I know it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, like
yeah. No, I mean she ultimately.
She navigated things pretty well because she had a beautiful home before she ever even had Chris.
She built it herself, folks.
Yeah, she didn't
like physically built it herself. Had people help, did hire contractors, but the things she could nail in and put down and paint, she did it.
Yeah, she did.
And I relate to her on that level because I'm never like if you were to tell me I just bought this house and I can do it. There's no way I could do what I've done over the last 5 years. There's no fucking... My body is done. So for her to have the flair she did after and get so ill, I believe it. It happened in her mid-30s.
My ride's here for the post office, so I'm going to hang out.
Okay,
I love y'all.
We love you, too.
Love you, pinky.
Have a good evening.
You, too.
You, too, girl.
Bye.
Bye. Let me see if it you hang up. I don't think I can hang up on her. I couldn't do it if I wanted. There we go. Yeah, I mean, don't you think that that's a little odd though? The amount of so he technically only dated three other people that we know, including Nicole. And Nicole was Nico Lee was what she was gonna
I know.
I'm grabbing the dog.
For fucking some reason, I actually never made that connection until I think it was that Dr. Oz video, wasn't it? Where there was a reference in that interview that it was. Maybe it was something I've seen here recently. So I've kind of gone back.
They're going back into everything because they have to. I mean, really, it comes down to it is. We don't know if Nicole was even allowed to contact Chris. And if she has contacted him, he's claimed that he heard from her through mail, but that it's a different name and he's not 100% sure. I've heard him say that with his own voice. So he wants to believe what he wants to believe. He also believes that Jesus is talking to him in prison. So he thinks he's somebody in special in the future, if you get what I mean, which
part of the 144,000 and talking himself into it.
Do you know what they believed? I have no idea what their religion was. If they were even religious,
if they were practicing at all.
I don't think they were. I don't even know if they're, I think their marriage wasn't even in a church. I'm almost positive it was. And that was her second, right? Yes.
I don't see any kind of cross, but I mean, let's be real. Even crosses hang up in houses.
Well, that might be it. Religious. Maybe that's it. Is that once he was dealing with in jail, maybe that really was it. He did find his religion in that situation. I don't know.
I'm saying, well, it's pretty common for people that go into prison to adhere to something that's going to help them. Be forgiven, second chances, faith
right.
makes people stronger, like whatever.
I just remembered though that woman who wrote the book was writing him with scripture. I just remembered that was how they became their friendship. She spoke to him about God. The letters from prison were that lady. That's interesting. I just remembered that. And then also, I do know that Kim, Kaufman, I think her name is that her Kaufman? Right. I think it was Kaufman. Yeah.
I think you're right.
She was someone else who was very much, close with his family and got her fingers in the door. There were a lot of, filings that happened from a 34C. I'm saying that right. I don't know, but yeah, she was trying to coordinate that. And then I did hear from his own mouth that he didn't want anything to do with that, and that his family was the one forcing it. Somebody recorded a call and he said, my family wanted that. I didn't want to continue this. It's done. So he doesn't want to try to go for a second trial. And he's not,
right.
I mean, as far as you know, and I know, and the rest of the world, he's not giving up information about Nicole. So
no, he has sealed his lips.
Big time.
Which is enough to make you think, mm-hmm. Did he know that Nicole was pregnant and that's why he was going to keep his mouth shut? Was there a chance that Nicole was pregnant? And so because he had harmed his first two, three technically, right. Well, not even technically, like whatever. But
right.
Was that his way of thinking that that was going to wipe away the blood off of his hands?
Well, it's even...
That's not how that works.
It's even further if you think about it, because at some point Nicole says in the interview that, I just got a text and it has nothing to do with anything. We're good. That Nicole said that he wanted her to have a baby. So, and yeah. That was,
she wanted to have
his kid. Yes. But that she also was proven.
That's
right. But the dates show that she was researching her way before she even became like a thing with him. So like down to what did she actually go search this man out to his job? That's how psycho it is.
They've almost proven it, I think, at this point. I watched, there's a couple of pretty good compilation videos of like reactions, I guess.
Right.
And I guess it was able to be connected that her father knew someone. Because her father, I looked it up, he's an electrical engineer.
Okay.
So supposedly he was possibly connected to one of the upper management within Anadarko, which don't hold me to that 100%.
Right.
You know, whatever. But that could have been a way that she got a shoe in.
Yeah, because as far as I know, he didn't have a degree, a deep degree. He just had very good mechanical knowledge, correct?
No, he probably got in whenever the oil field was hot. Before
when they'd hire you on.
Exactly.
Pass a test.
He probably got, because he probably kept his head down and worked.
Yep.
Which is something that even his own mom said in that Dr. Oz interview, that he's a hard worker or whatever. Mm-hmm. So hard workers get advancements within those kind of jobs, especially back then. So, I mean, he probably didn't have what she had, Nicole, with her.
And he came from mechanic work.
Engineering degree that she's got, or geologist degree.
Right. And because he had a mechanics experience and talent, you know,
exactly.
I think that hard working, throwing a wrench, of course he could work. I mean, a lot of people, I can even say going back to Louisiana, I personally know that these people were never going to, they're either going to be in jail or be a mechanic or, like I said, be in jail because they sling something. Yeah. Oil field though. It's or military. That's the next one, depending on how young you are, which, I mean, they kind of all run the same. Even in that, they are like the good old boys when you think of oil workers. I mean, at least that's Colorado that I know.
I was going to say, I know in Texas, before 2008, like the guys coming out of high school and stuff, they were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There was a lot of people, the guys that I knew, went to school with and stuff, that they were lucky enough to get on. And some of them made hundreds of thousands of dollars before they were even 21 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So
owning several houses. Yes.
Yes, and then today it all got ripped out from underneath of them because it all collapsed and slowly rebuilding, but not like it was.
Right. And honestly, even I'm going to say this just to throw a little wrench in there, but even since the pandemic, a lot of people thought that their careers were going to be stable, and that's affected so many people's instability. And like, and what we're seeing, what we've been talking about today is like, there's a whole change in the dynamic of what security really means. Like, are we safe where we live? Are we safe in our jobs? Are we safe in the food we eat? Like, I watched a documentary a couple of weeks ago, like a month ago, that was about bagged lettuce and how like it's so much more is it wisteria and salmonella,
wisteria and
E. coli and all of that, and now I cannot look at a bagged lettuce the same ever again, because they said this right here, as they showed it up, most likely will kill you. This over here, the head of lettuce that can breathe, well, it's probably just as dangerous, but chances are E. coli is not growing on it. So like, and I have changed my ways. I don't know if that makes it any better, but it's almost like a placebo effect that makes you feel like you're safe. We don't know what's going to keep us safe anymore.
My true question with that is that coming from unwashed only?
No.
Coming from washed and unwashed?
Washed and unwashed. You can't wash it out. There's no washing out. There's no.
Yes,
it grows into the membranes in the plant because it's in the liquid that it grows in. So it becomes one. And then you have to basically destroy all the spinach, all the tomatoes, anything, broccoli that's been whatever, contaminate it, because most of those things are growing side by side. If a farm has all of that, like, in especially potatoes, corn, cantaloupe, and lettuce are the worst for those diseases, because they go to the membrane. Tomatoes.
That makes sense.
Tomatoes, depending on the type, supposedly, which I don't even know what that means, but like, what? Does that mean hydro? Does that mean indoors? I don't even know what they mean about that, but outdoor actual farming. And it goes as far as like, the seeds then become dangerous. Like, you can't even use the seeds from these diseased, it passes the biology to it. So then you'll be growing toxic fucking lettuce.
That's scary.
Uh-huh. Which is devastating to a farmer. Like, you got your own water. Okay, so we're going to touch on it a little bit, and I'm not even going to get deep in it, but the waterways that are going on in the Gulf of Mexico right now with the salt wedge that's existing in Louisiana, it's a band-aid to what's going on. It's an underwater levee that's basically been breached because it's old technology, in my opinion. That's not from the articles, but that's my opinion. Old technology be used on land masses that aren't even the same when they were initially intended. Like, we're basically worried now that Louisiana, New Orleans, the city itself, has fires that are happening underground and on top of the water marshes. So you're talking gases that are creating wetland fires. So it's so dry, and then it's easily able to be started, ignited. And that's why the recent car accidents happened on, it wasn't the causeway, I thought it was, but one of these pileups. Which one?
Was it the I-80 bridge or something?
I-80.
Like,
okay. Yeah. But it's still in an area that like hovers water. The bridges don't really go over cities, guys. Yes. They really are waterway bridges because there's so many marshlands. So you could basically be driving to a next island if you kind of think about it. That's how Louisiana is. So these salt waters, they're like now kind of like, I don't know what you call them. They're called like, what would they call a sand dune, sort of, if you're in the middle of a part of a waterway that's lowered? Like, the water table is so low now, it's not normal. They're below sea level, and now we're talking about lower than below sea level. What in the fuck is going on?
New Orleans lose 3 inches of land
this
year or something?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes. We have graves underwater now, guys, for real. Atlantic is starting.
After they put them in crypts and in concrete and, like above the ground, because they'll just rise out of the ground.
They, most of them are gone. Most of those bodies are, we don't know where they went and what animal took it. And it's not even worth getting the coffin and putting it back. Not to be grave about it, but
you don't even know where you'd be putting it at that point.
And the body is so degraded most of the time, unless you have some, like, okay, here's a good fucking point, a very good point, and it's controversial. We're not going to talk too deep on it, but even in the Gaza war that's going on right now, a lot of those people, the way they're handling their death is the families are writing their names on their legs so that they can identify family members. Legs, arms, and body. The children and the parents are writing their family names on it. So, just in case, you know? And that's not, like, when you bury somebody from New Orleans, you bury them with the best of their jewelry and whatnot. Not all of it, but something. You want it in the coffin. But that was like 1800s. We don't do that anymore. Most of the time, it's more convenient and cheaper to just cremate and put them in a mausoleum. If you're going to do it in Louisiana, it's like $850 to cremate. And then your bullshit price for the mausoleum, you know,
right. How much all that really costs.
Right. But then again, like this, how do I put it? Forced migration that has happened with Louisiana, I think is going to happen even more, because the marshlands, ultimately, it doesn't make any sense for anybody to build property in, even in the ninth ward or the third ward, which would have been where all the floods happened after Katrina, where everything was rebuilt up over the bridge. They're not going to, how do I put this? The waterways aren't going to get better. There's not like a big rain that's going to come and make all that sea inconsistent pH make sense. This is the new normal for the seafood market, for the fucking tourist community, for the visual of Louisiana. This is the new normal. And if you think that the insurance rates are going to go down because they want to keep people there, you're crazy. They're going to go up now.
Nope, it's just going up. I know that it just went up significantly here in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, major increase, like $1,200 it jumped up from last year.
And they've been having fires in northern Louisiana that have nothing to do with southern Louisiana. So that says a lot. Like, actually, me and this mysterious person here have been watching it for a while. Like, why are there fires all over the United States? Why is there flooding? New York. What was that about? They had like a freeze. This is what I want to say about those tent cities. Okay, I gotta give my piece right now. These tent cities, whether that was a plan that made sense in the 60s and 70s or whenever, the 1800s, let's say that, when their belief systems were when they went, you know, ultimately, we're living in an age where we don't even know how long our weather patterns last. So the winter could be a great freeze and we're not going to be hearing it on the media like that. No fucking way. Like, power outages, didn't they happen in Oklahoma last year?
On Father's Day this year, actually, we had a horrible windstorm come through and it knocked out power. I know we were out of power for 3 days. Thankfully, we have a generator, so we were able to salvage our food.
Right.
Like, my grandparents, their generator, it backfed somehow.
Wow.
Every year, pretty much, there's always at least one time that it has to be hooked up.
Gotcha.
It backfed and it blew out their whole entire air conditioner. Oh. It blew out two refrigerators.
Oh no.
My grandfather's adjustable bed. It blew out vacuum cleaners. It was so many. I know it cost them over $20,000 to get everything
there. Right, just to have normal again.
And the insurance did not cover it.
Nope. You know why? It's an act of God. That's where they closet.
It was actually the generator.
Okay. So they didn't even cover it.
Or it was something that happened as the power was shutting down.
I feel like that should not be an association. Like if you're in a situation where you need a generator, insurance shouldn't even recognize that. I mean, that's fucking crazy. That's sad. No, I mean, ultimately, I think that whatever's happening with the religious extremists that are going around the country right now and panicking and taking their children outside of the, with their passports, as we know about this one situation, which we'll keep an eye on it, guys. But I think it's going to be a weird winter. That's for sure.
Very weird.
It might not be cold. It might be really warm, if you know what I mean. Like a lot of fucking frustrations.
They released a new weather prediction map. And
did they?
Your area of the United States is going to be cooler than normal and a higher amount of rainfall.
Oh.
So I would think that would convert over to snow. But
oh, yeah. There, so but you know what's weird?
Wetter than normal.
Oh, really?
I guess I hate that, but that's okay.
Well, and then the land masses that are like, okay, hurricane season wise, I don't think we had too many tragedies this year in America, but fires have been like not normal. And then the water, okay, so last winter when we had over assertion of snow at the end of the season, which was weird, it melted so quick, we had a horrible fire season. So again, if it doesn't fall when it's supposed to, it just dries out the shit. I was actually seeing on Facebook locally last night, a lot of people are scurrying to get people to do the bags of leaves to take their stuff off the property. And I didn't even think about it. I've been dealing with pieces of wood to take off my property, guys. And yes, I have the playhouse chopped down. We've officially finished that bullshit. Took 6 months almost. God. Feels
that's
like
okay.
It.
You did it.
I did it. So yeah, but the weeds and the leaves and stuff like, that might be a normal thing that Colorado needs to focus on forward pre-winter. And I never was a problem. Really?
Germany, they will rake. Like, they rake their forests and all of that. My grandfather was over there back in the 50s because his dad was stationed there. And, yeah, he said that you could walk through and it was clean, spotless, and they never had any issues with fire.
Yeah. So, it's because of it's this, like, permafrost that ends up happening. Yeah, and it's just kindling. I mean, it's literally can ignite itself, folks. It doesn't even need a lighter. Yeah. So this coming summer, I give you 3 months from now to four, when April, or let's say March or April hits, that's when I think I'll be doing a lot more outdoor and showing you guys like my area, Western Colorado, because I do have a drone. I have a very good one. I've just never even used it. A friend of mine brought it, but when I start doing the gardening, which basically springtime for you guys onward for the next year will be focused on traveling and outdoor activities. But this winter, I'm hoping by next week to start doing the content for the reseller stuff, but we're getting things going. We'll put it like that. I've learned some things along the way recently, like you need a thermal printer, fuck anything else. Thermal printer's the best. I'm sorry. It's my best friend. I need to put like a little hat on her. Put a crown on this bitch. That's what she needs. A crown. I'm gonna put a crown on my printer.
And you can make her a crown.
I might make her. I'm gonna print her out a crown and put it on her head. I swear. So anyway, guys, if you guys have articles or anything that you're watching, yes, we are following the situation going on in the Middle East, but we're not focusing on that because it's ongoing. But I will say, I will be featuring some commentary, I'll say, about the main shooter that happened, because I happened on some content that ended up getting deleted. So I have some of the news press, but not the actual conference. So I will be probably doing a separate video for you guys to see that, and we'll be listening to the audio for copyright issues. But I'm going to say I think that our media right now is encouraging a lot of people to prepare for, I hate to put it, but more media press time than they're going to like realize they're going to do, if you get my point. Don't you think? They're all vamping.
Yes, I think that the main, I guess, where their main broadcasting, whatever that they're doing right now,
right,
that poor reporter, I saw a clip that he's been standing there for 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this was several hours ago that I saw that clip. So yep. I can't, like, 12 hours
with an active shooter
situation, like that, to me, that's overboard.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
How do they have them set up there
like
with a freaking broadcast tower and not expect, I mean, really? Do we have a police officer who has his back towards the media and he's got a gun and he's protecting all of them? I highly doubt it.
I don't think that's why he was there. I think that he was there because they're looking for this person. And I think that he was placed there in case the guy made it that way.
Well, and they went to his house and they surrounded it, but we didn't get any media coverage of that. I found that weird. Nothing.
All they really said about that, they showed some clips of like the street or whatever, and they claimed that they found an unaliving note, and it was addressed to his son with a bunch of ramblings and his bank account information.
And the news reporter I watched said they were going to go, the police said they were going to go back in the morning. Why were they telling us that?
Really?
Yes, that's another part I missed. I'm going to try to find that live. Because basically, folks, an hour and 45-minute long live is gone. And it gave the press release of, like, active information about even victims and everything else. It is gone, guys. It's deleted. I think they made it private. I don't even know. I think it might have been deleted or private. But if you're watching this, I've probably already shown you all the proof I've got. But, yeah, it's... I don't know. We're not going to cover too much on this episode. It's more so, I think this is one of many states. So I told you so episodes. Sure. Maybe that's what we'll call it. I think that
might be a good one.
I told you so. It's just getting weird. Like Maine, yep, of all the places, which this is odd. I mean, this is what I found. I will find the proof to prove what I'm showing you guys. But I heard them say they get 22 shootings in a year in that area. In Maine itself, in the state's total. I can't even understand that. How does that exist? 22
very
people?
Weird numbers.
Very weird numbers. And that they said that there are more guns in that state than anywhere else. And I went, do they cross talk to each other, these media? Because I know Texas says that, and Nevada, and everybody else claims that they have the most guns in the country. Come on now. Are you checking? I don't like that.
I mean, honestly, where does that statistic come from?
Is that to make a person in Maine feel more safe while they broadcast on the episode? If you feel like you want to hurt yourself, call this number. Today's the day. I couldn't believe that.
Well, yes. And I mean, and that is a serious topic, of course.
Right.
And just to say, if anybody listening feels like they do want to do something to themselves, please get help. You deserve the help. You are human. You're
That's
loved.
Right.
Like, don't it's just, hurt yourself or other people. That's not the answer. Infamy is really not what it's cracked up to be.
Well said.
This has got to stop. Like, humanity has to kick back in at some point, and it starts not only in our own homes, but
that's
in our
right.
freaking cities, in our states. This is ridiculous.
It creates a whole kind of environment when you turn on one channel and it says, we're at World War III, and then you chain on the next channel and it says there's an active shooter. And then you turn on the next channel and it says, kidnapped child, nobody knows where she is, for the last 3 years going on the anniversary. I'm speaking about Summer Wells in this moment. Things like that. Like, I don't get it.
And how is she not on the watch list?
Right.
Let's just throw that out there. How is Great she not on the point. FBI watch list, missing person list? Do they know where she is? Because that's what that says to me.
Or why haven't they made a statement, a press release? All these other little kids get it, but she doesn't? I'm upset. What? I'm allowed to be upset. As a person who's a mother to a child, who I'm just as afraid every single day, I mean, I think that's an American way now, because
it's
we've been desensitized.
It's a real thing to be careful of. Which occurs, and the amount that they don't allow it to be known, that in itself is enough to make someone nervous anyways. Because when things aren't talked about, that's because there's things being hidden.
Well, and I'll just put my toe into this. Here it comes, guys. How do we even know half the time what is being broadcast? A face can be easily replicated with AI. So really, I am at this point. I mean, like, the thing that's going on with the information about Iris Timberlake? I can't even say Timberlake. Yes. I'm saying his name wrong. Wow. Anyway, that right there, I'm not even going to listen to. Because until I see that she's a real person, she's an Instagram AI that was an easily done filter.
Green masks are a thing, people. If you have never heard about it, please do your research. Deep fake psyops are probably going to be a thing.
And then
we all need to know about them.
I mean, ultimately, what we're hearing right now on the media is that if this is a war, then it's supposed to be a nuclear one. Well, I haven't even seen any major people talking that they've threatened nuclear. So, like, at this point, I'm not listening to local news anymore. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to fall off and the right people to, like, put all the, you know, like, we've, as you said this morning, which was so eloquent of, like, I think even Pinky might have said it too, but, like, we need to worry about what's going on in our country and what's going on in other countries. But, like, ultimately, if we're not even up to, you know, par, what's, like, how do we know that a lot of the stuff that we saw in that broadcast that I will share with the listeners, how do we know, like, if that was just, because they were going by a magazine article, Forbes, for most of their information. Remember that? Was it Forbes? I think it was Forbes.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
So I'm like, why are we getting a magazine to give the death toll? I'm confused about this. Wasn't it police job?
The AP. Press or
there you go.
Was the original releaser on live TV of 22 was the number.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it changed to 19. Thank you.
That's like five different people.
That's the case, of course.
Right.
That's less people, but they're not even reporting the injury number. I think I saw that there was 13 people injured, but that was only in one source.
And I've only seen 10 pictures of 10 people that were actually listed with by name. Otherwise, there were two.
I saw 16 this morning.
Oh, really?
A different source.
Holy
criminies. Like, so many different inconsistent reports that. And this isn't like an Alex Jones.
No.
It's fake. No, that's
no,
not
it's
it.
Far it's from it.
We're told to rely on our mainstream media.
The press is written in our Constitution, girl. What's going on?
Yeah, like, this is our fundamental civil right, basically, to know what's going on around us, because we do have the right to protect ourselves and bear arms and all these things that our Constitution tells us that we can do.
Yep.
But you don't really know what to do or how to help yourself, how to help your family survive in a non-aggressive, non-threatening way, even. Like, if you don't really know what's going on around you. Like,
right.
It's not helpful to our nation. We should want to be better for each other, because that helps us.
Right, and to be strong parents for our kids right now, I think the last thing we should do is to, like, literally keep the narrative going, if you get what I'm saying. So don't listen to anything we're saying. Go do your own research. If you don't, if you don't fucking know, then, you know, like I said, I did just a small research on the fact that it's now mainstream. I mean, it's News Nation. It's a bunch of them are saying World War III. And I'm going, what in the actual fuck? Like, who can make that be the real thing? Like, am I supposed to believe it is? Or in 2 years, are we going to call it World War III again? Like, I don't like that.
I think they're trying to be careful of that, which, of course, is just my opinion.
Right.
Or fact, whatever, just whatever. But
shouldn't there be a law on that? I'm going to be that Karen right now. Shouldn't there be a law about constituting a I'm sorry, the press shouldn't be able to. That's false news.
What that word would do to, on a religious side?
Yes.
On a political side? On a mental
economic side,
how much
is the stock exchange going to stop working with America on this, like other countries, you know?
I mean, I think with the denial of the current POTUS there,
yep,
excuse me, being denied that we're pretty much like full fledged recession,
yep,
like maybe unemployment might be lower than what it's been in the past or something, but that doesn't mean that people can survive fully and
nobody's fully come back
that they need,
right?
And you know, a little bit of what they want,
I honestly think that some of our conversations may be a little harder than others in these next few podcasts we'll probably have, because I see this whole winter being a setup for the next year for political mongering to go on. I'm saying it. Pandering, not mongering. Pandering. They're going to pander us what the hell we're supposed to see, scare us into whatever. I honestly, like, I've gotten rid of most of my food rations when it came to my storage. I don't have what I had before. I gave a lot of it to neighbors and whatnot. And I'll tell you, the only moment I thought, like, oh, shit, I'm just glad we're not on lockdown. But I don't see us getting stimulus checks during a potential war. I don't see that happening. So what I'm saying is,
I would say it's smart to stock up.
Yep. I say fresh stock up. Everybody fresh stock up. Don't think like pandemic and we can sit pretty. You know, I genuinely don't think that it's like, okay, you would mention it.
I would say even on a larger scale, because even
money in hand. Summers, yes.
The Farmers of America organization or association, if you look it up, they've been on national TV telling us,
yep,
that there's a huge problem,
yep,
for the Farmers of America.
Well, and
back up, basically.
I mean,
like, it is a real problem. We need to become more efficient. We need to learn how to get back to our roots and
that's
our ancestors,
right,
and learn how to garden.
Oh my gosh.
If we want to survive.
I wish Pinkies was on the call for right now, because in the next chat, we will be bringing her up about some of our plans to help her get her farming things going, if we'll say. And it's not what you think, and it's not something you could smoke, but maybe on my side. Otherwise,
right.
I'm going to leave you guys there, I think. And, you know, anything we said, if it's triggering, we're very sorry if we put you in a mood. That's not the point of this conversation. It's more about, we don't like to talk about it either. That's more what it's about. We don't want to talk about Susan Morphy or Lori Vallerall, but these are problems currently in our, like, radius in our country, which we were talking about, that we want to talk about what's going on in our borders. And at right now in our time, there is a lot more like inducing lunacy. Is that right? Lunacy? Is that right? The right word?
Lunacy.
A lot more of that encouraged by the mainstream media and by smaller organizations that actually aren't going by the agenda that should be, like free press or the right to practice a religion that doesn't hurt people. I'm just saying. So, like cultisms and all that other stuff that's existing, we're going to be covering some of that too, because, you know, we have other things. I'm going to be bringing in Wednesday Monroe very soon to do a collab on her podcast. And, you know, maybe we'll have like a her on the call and have all of us here. Who knows? But yeah, guys. So yeah, stay tuned for the next chat, probably next week. Otherwise, whenever you're watching this, please leave a comment below. please follow Pinky's vlogs, which her information below. And we just released her Instagram, so you guys can follow along. She has some of her family history we're going to be talking about, so you can go check that out. And I have her blessing to share that. So, yeah, do you want to leave the listeners with anything, my dear friend?
Yes,
oh, we forgot.
Thank you for having me. Oh.
We forgot.
What did we forget?
We forgot. Let's drop some names. Who are some of the new people we're going to be talking about? That Warner name. The Warner. The Washington. The Hall.
Oh, you're talking about, family?
Yeah, but I would just scream some names and leave them there. I don't know what they're, Cornwallis. Sir?
Cornwallis, yes. Cornwallis, George Washington, the Treaty of Yorktown, the Treaty of Paris.
Catherine Carter, Henry Lee.
Henry Lee. Ooh.
Should we leave it? Let's not. Let's say the melting down of something important. Yeah, that's it.
That's
yep, no, nope, no more. We can't tell you anymore. You'll have to be in part B.
There's I guess, a spider web being crushed.
Oh,
right now.
Man.
It's just like information that's just like a little bit mind-blowing. And
yep.
Things you wouldn't have expected.
Things you make you go, what the fuck? I'm telling you.
That is the truth.
I'm saying it. So everybody, thank you for listening. Please stay tuned for the next podcast. If you're watching this, please make sure to say hi. Give us a green heart. We're like the green heart people over here. So that's it. But I'm going to hang up with you and I'm going to call you right back. And for the rest of you guys, just hang on a second. Just hang on. For the rest of you guys, you have a good day and we'll talk to you all very soon. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.